Proclamation number 1505, dated the July 5th, 1940. Spiritual marriage to God. The Spirit's union with the Father Spirit is the most sacred act a person's life on earth can result in, for nothing more beautiful can happen to him. However, only a few people will attain perfection on earth, which is the prerequisite for marriage to the Lord. Hence a person must have become pure love and denounce all earthly pleasures, then divine love itself will fulfill his yearning, which cannot be compared to earthly happiness, nor can it be physically felt to the same extent as spiritually. An earthly environment also requires earthly feelings. Marriage to God, however, is a spiritual process which can only be felt spiritually. It only manifests itself in an earthly way, such that the human being is no longer quite as suitable for earthly life and constantly dwells in higher spheres. Consequently, this spiritual marriage will rarely take place as long as the human being still has to fulfill his earthly task, because this prevents the merger for obvious reasons. It keeps the person on earth and constantly draws the spirit back to earth and its duties. On the other hand, however, the person sees the decisive factor, and thus someone firmly determined to attain God can reach his goal as well and still do justice to his earthly task, providing he requests the spiritual strength he is entitled to and uses it to deal with the earthly work, thus providing the earthly child with time and peace to send the spirit entirely unimpeded into higher spheres where it can unite with the divine Father Spirit. The process of unification may demonstrate itself in various ways, because every person feels differently. Therefore, that which is given to a human being as supreme happiness must also be perceptible in different ways. Spiritual marriage can gain the person the audible word, that is, the moment when the voice within the heart sounds as clearly and as audibly as a small bell, is the moment of spiritual union with God. And this voice triggers an inexpressibly blissful sensation, for God's love will have taken complete hold of the earthly child and will draw it to himself. But the union may also take place without any visible evidence, so that the living creation, being aglow with love for the Lord, will feel seized by divine fatherly love and be blissfully happy. Yet this is physically not perceptible. Instead, it merely expresses itself in the ability of spiritual vision. This is a very happy state for the earthly child, but often makes it incapable of complying with earthly requirements, which, however, leaves it unaffected, since it feels that its physical end is close. Spiritual marriage to God is almost always the sign of an imminent passing away from the world, but it will only be understandable to those who are also spiritually striving, whereas a purely earthly inclined person will merely pass an incredulous and unfriendly judgment, because his intellect is incapable of grasping a purely spiritual process. Amen.